little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This is Luke Sital Singh. This song is called Los Angeles.
After a road trip around California, the British singer-songwriter Luke Sital Singh felt inspired. He was inspired enough not only to relocate from Bristol to LA, but also to write his third album based on his experiences driving round with his wife, the illustrator Hannah Cousins. It's called A Golden State, and today Luke comes to Midori House to play us a few tracks from it.
But it sounds a little like applauding, like someone's cheering us on. I keep a small secret diary of every failure I've been. Well, you look so beautiful this morning while you're packing up all our things.
A song for us called Los Angeles, and in it the lyrics are, maybe in LA we'll find a new lease of life.
Yeah.
And you have just gone to LA for a new lease of life.
Yes.
Have you found it?
It's definitely early days. I've lived with my wife Hannah. We moved, as I speak, 3 months ago. So yeah, it's definitely, I think what I was, I guess, getting at, and one of the reasons why we moved is just kind of to kind of almost break some comfort, you know, like do something risky and exciting and, you know, maybe with the potential of failing and stuff. So it's definitely that. It's definitely interesting. It's piqued my interest, that's for sure. And it's nice to settle. It was a very stressful move. So, you know, I think we feel we've got everything in order. So now it becomes like the living, you know, let's see what this is like. And then, of course, I come to the UK for 2 months, so it ruins everything.
And it's also, I mean, that part of America is kind of the inspiration behind your new, or part of the inspiration behind your new album at Golden State.
Yeah.
And you went on a road trip, didn't you, with your wife?
Yeah.
And is that part of where this album came from?
Yeah. I mean, my work is so intertwined with my life and hers too. And in some ways, I'm kind of living, at least for this album, I feel like I was living life and then all the way kind of writing this album. I didn't necessarily do this thing and then think, I'm going to write my album about that. It was like, I'm always observing things and writing songs about what I'm going through. So obviously, us kind of investing in being inspired by California and this road trip down the coast along like Big Sur and things, iconic Highway 1, was just a big part of like, this is an amazing place. We should like live out here. And then, you know, like that song Los Angeles is very honest and kind of almost one level to that song where I'm like, hey, look, we're going to move to Los Angeles. I'm sort of really scared and you're not scared and let's do this and who knows what's going to happen. And that sort of, yeah, that trip and the move out and the planning to move and the fears and the idea of comfort and complacency and adventure and courage and fear are all just these things that have come together and inspired my songs. And yeah, which is why I thought the title as well worked for me, as this obviously a Golden State being a nickname for California, and then this kind of state of mind that I was in, and this kind of, when I said like the lifting and the sort of positivity that I feel like I'm surrounded by, there is like this kind of golden, shiny, nice, open, bright thing. So yeah, Golden State seemed like a great way to sum that up. This song's called The Last Day. On the last day of my life, I wonder what I will be like. Will I be blue, held up with glue? Will I be strong and able? Will I wake and know right then my final day had just begun? I hope you're there with bed-made hair and a body I can cradle. In that morning, we take a walk through every street and every park. I hope it's deep in autumn time and the leaves are like fires raging. I think I would love the simple things, like holding hands and noticing the way the wind moves in between, how I never saw you aging. The afternoon would come too soon. Would there be time for a movie too? I hope there's one about true love, about how it hurts sometimes. As it fades to black and the credits roll, think I start to lose control. All those names flash before my face. Did I thank them all in time?
I wanted to talk to you about the TED talk that you did about sad songs.
Yeah.
And you said in it that you write a lot of sad songs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that that's, I mean, it kind of makes sense, a lot of musicians draw from sadness.
Yeah.
But do you find that you find it easier to write from a sadder point of view than, well, a happy one, I suppose?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I do find it a lot. I guess it's one of those things like the cynical reason why I do it is because I find it easier, but I think the reason I find it easier is just because that's just the way I am as well. It's the way I've been built by, you know, my parents and stuff, who are also very kind of honest, deep thinkers and have just brought me up to value honesty above all else. in the kind of suffering that we all go through, and the idea of hiding it away as being just the worst thing you could possibly do. So, yeah, there's that kind of philosophy, maybe that's the wrong word, but at least guiding principle to why I think it's okay to write. And when I even call them sad, I don't really agree wholeheartedly that is the right word for it.
Well, I was going to ask what you kind of mean by a sad song, yeah. Because do you mean it's inherently sad in what the lyrics are about, or is it a song that you want to listen to when you are feeling sad, or...
Yeah, well, I think it's melancholy, really, and they're just songs that focus on negative experiences, you know, fear and anxiety and worry and stress and loss and things, but in a way that is trying to be transformative and make them actually, it's not actually bad, because, or at least it's not, it's normal, you know, and it's okay to feel those things, and sharing them kind of makes them more bearable, and yeah, hiding it away just exacerbates it. So I never like to write songs that are just, oh, woe is me, everything's rubbish, the end. I'm no interest in that at all. It's woe is me, me too, you know, I feel this too, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's hopeful. That's the thing, that they're hopeful, but I also just have a very sad-sounding singing voice, which doesn't help. So even when I try and sing a happy song...
Got to play to your strengths.
Exactly, you know? You know, and I think it's worked for me, and people... I get quite a lot of messages from people that are really grateful, and it's just this added bonus that there are people out there that appreciate it, and, you know, it's valuable to them. This song is called Raise Well.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Luke Sittle Singh, and his new album, A Golden State, is out now. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix and David Stevens. Join us again at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for listening.
Imagine her face, imagine his tiny. Take my words and hold them under the waves. I promise you they will float you away. In a storm, are my shoulders strong? When my will is weak, when the night's alone, oh, I wanna make love and come out of my shell. I wanna rise up. I want our own family. Fall to our knees. I just wanna raise love.